By this stage, you may be wondering how risks, internal control objectives, and internal control procedures relate to audit. The key thing here is that once the auditors have ascertained how the internal control procedures in an organization work, the audit testing they carry out can be designed to confirm that these procedures operate effectively. We'll now look at the types of control tests that can be carried out, and illustrate them with examples for the revenue system we've just looked at. Generally, control testing falls into four main types. The first is observation. Essentially, this is watching or looking at something that happens. An example of this is at the dispatch stage, observing the store's manager checking the goods that are included on the dispatch note agree with the order. The next form of control testing is checking. As the name suggests, this is simply checking that a control has actually been carried out. At the invoicing stage, an example of a key audit test of controls is checking a sample of invoices for evidence that they've been matched to dispatch notes and orders. To ensure that a control has been carried out effectively, the audit test can be to re-perform the control. A good example of re-performance is for the auditor to carry out a bank reconciliation and check that the results match with the reconciliation that the client has performed. The final form of control testing is verification or inspection. Here, the auditor looks at documents to ensure that controls have been carried out. An example of this would be for the auditors to review a sample of dispatch notes to ensure that they've been matched with an approved order and that they've been signed by the customer. Obviously, there are lots more examples of tests of internal controls that an auditor carries out on a client's system, but these examples that relate to the revenue system should help you think of ways in which the client's system of control can be tested.